Hello and welcome to this video tutorial brought to you by TutVid.com. We're going to take a look at creating a PHP script to process a web form. And by process, I mean take the information that somebody typed into your web form and send you an email with that information. Sounds great, doesn't it? Well, it is. I'm not really a scripter, but this is one of the most requested things that I get from the site, so I'm going to show you how to script it. I do know a little bit of PHP, and I'm going to show you how to script it. So we're going to get started here in a minute, but first I want to point out a few things before we get going and get scripting. All right, we are going to be writing a script that processes an email form and just sends the email. Now, for a good web form, you need three things. Number one, you need the web form, which is right here, this HTML file. And number two, you need to have that web form validated by something, which is not something we're going to cover in this tutorial. And what I mean by validation is you want to be sure that the person is entering a valid email address, someone's entering their name, their phone number, whatever required field you have. You want to make sure that people are entering things into certain fields. And we're not going to get into validation. Dreamweaver has some cool validation tools, some different things you can do here in Dreamweaver. You could probably even run a search in the help files and learn everything you need about validation. Okay, so we're not going to cover that, but we are going to cover the actual scripting of PHP. You can also validate using PHP, but we're not going to cover that in this tutorial. However, this HTML form is available to you. You can download it from the site, and also this other file called HTML for PHP. And if you have never scripted using PHP before, I highly, highly, highly recommend that you go and just download these files. They're completely free. Matter of fact, I will show you how you can download them. Come over here onto the site, hit Downloads, and you are on the Downloads page. Scroll to the bottom, and there's going to be a Dreamweaver section, and it's going to be the only entry for the time being. And it's going to be this, and over here on the other side of the screen, it's going to say Download, and just press the Download button, and you will download a .zip file containing two HTML files, one with our form and one with our HTML for PHP. Now, the reason that it's important to get this exact HTML file is because each of these form fields are named, and we are going to use these names to communicate with this form via PHP. So it's pretty important that you use this, otherwise you could find yourself getting lost in the shuffle very, very quickly. So I'm going to leave this contact form page open, and I'm going to close this HTML for PHP.html file. Whoops. Just going to close that. And let's get started. The first thing we need to do is create a new document. So go File, New. And just select HTML document. We are going to save it as a PHP document, even though you can't select PHP, but it does virtually the same thing. So just HTML, hit Create, come in here into the coding area, and you can see my code is nice and big, so hopefully you'll be able to see everything I'm doing. I'm going to select all of this code, and I'm going to delete it all. And I'm going to put an opening PHP tag, which is that greater than or less than bracket, and question mark, and the series of letters, PHP. And I'm going to enter return a couple times, and I'm going to put a question mark and the opposite greater than or less than symbol. Okay? Those are the open and close PHP tags. And between both of these PHP tags, we must place all of our PHP script. So before we go any further, let's just save this. So go File, Save As, and we're here on the root level of our site, which is going to save it right over here into our Files panel, basically. We're going to call this Contact Form Process dot, actually no, we're not going to put the file extension .php. We're going to select Save As Type, and we're going to scroll down to PHP Files, and it's going to automatically say PHP. So hit Save. And there we go. You can see that our PHP tags have now turned red. That's great. That's what it should do. That's saying, yes, you've saved this as a PHP file. We are ready to go. So let's get going. We're actually going to start by placing a comment. And you can comment things by hitting forward slash and an asterisk and then typing your comment. So the first thing we're going to do is set up two variables, one for our subject and one for our email address. So let's type the word subject and email variables. Now, you can type anything you want in there, all right? It could say my subject and my email variables. It could say I hate commenting in PHP. It could say anything you want, okay? The only things that have to be the same are these little forward slash asterisks and then an asterisk forward slash to tell PHP that that's the end of my comment. I'm ready to actually start coding now. So hit enter, return a couple times, and then hit the tab key to indent. All right, now here we're going to type our first variable. Variables are defined in PHP by the dollar sign. So hit shift 4, dollar sign. And now we're going to say email, capital S for subject. All right, again, this is a variable. You can name it anything you want, but I suggest you follow exactly along with what I'm doing so you don't get lost in the shuffle later on. So email subject, space equals space. Now we're going to be typing a text string. So for text strings, we have to put this in single quotes, not double quotes, single quotes. Single quote, crazy PHP scripting, all right? Exclamation point, single quote. You know what, let me collapse this files panel and the properties panel so you can see everything that's going on. And then a semicolon. Each line has to end with a semicolon. Okay, so what we've just done is set up a variable. All a variable does is holds information. And in this case, email subject is holding the information, crazy PHP scripting, exclamation point. And that is going to end up being our email subject. You can name this variable anything you want. All right, so don't worry about that, but just try to stick with what I'm doing. But just, I'm telling that for future reference, like you don't have to name that email subject. Matter of fact, you're going to see exactly how we're going to use that in a short while. Next, we're going to set up the email address we're going to be sending this to. So we're going to say webmaster. It's with a capital M. When we get into scripting, this stuff is case sensitive, so we have to bear in mind when we reference this variable later, when we say, hey, go get webmaster, we need to put that capital M, otherwise PHP will have no clue what we're talking about. So dollar sign webmaster space equals space, single quote, and we're going to be sending this email to order@unimint1.com. Now, this can be any email address you want. Hopefully it's your email address, not mine. And whoops, then put a closing single quote and a semicolon. Hit enter return a couple times, and that's our subject variable, and there is our email variable, and we've set them up, and they're going to work fine. So enter return a couple times. Let's go back here and set up another comment. So forward slash asterisk, and let's say gathering data variables. Asterisk, forward slash to close that comment off. I'm just using these comments to help break this PHP document up and help you understand what we're doing here. All right, notice I have this little asterisk up here next to my file name. That means I haven't saved it yet, or I need to save it. I've made changes before or since the last time I've saved it. So let's just hit Command or Control S to save it. We don't want to lose all this wonderful scripting we're doing. All right, now here, this part is a little tedious because we have 7 fields in our form. Our form is right here, by the way. I've uploaded it to the web. And we've got 7 different form elements here. So we have names for each of these. And if I come over to the HTML document, I can look at each of these form elements and check out the name. Select the email address one, and down here, email, that's the name of it. Name, name. Phone, phone. Again, this is all case sensitive. So if I've done phone with a capital P, what I'm about to type out here, when I reference these names or these IDs from these form elements, I need to make sure I've got case sensitivity correct. So hit tab to indent again, and let's create a new variable. Let's call this one email field, space equals space. Now here we need to say $_post, and that's post in all caps. And we're going to say an open bracket, that's not the curly bracket, it's just the straight bracket, and then a single quote and the word email, that is that ID, that name we just looked at, close single quote, close bracket, semicolon. All right, and we need to do this for each of our little input areas or our form elements. So you can see if I select this one, the name is email, and we just put the name email in there. So I'm going to copy this whole thing, copy it, hit enter return, and paste it here, and I'm going to call this name field, and I'm just going to change this to name, because now we're gathering the name info. All right, let's copy this, go to the next line, whoops, enter return to go to the next line, paste it, and here we're going to say phone field, and we want you to grab the phone info. go to the next line, paste that, and now we're on the budget field. So budget field, and we want you to grab the budget info. And to return to go to the next line, and here we are up to the travelers field, and we want you to grab the travelers info. To the next line, here's the comments field, only one more to go. Does that sound nice? Comments field, and we want you to grab the comments info. Enter a return to go to the next line, and last but not least is the news letter field. And here we want you to grab the news letter info. So each of these names here match up with the names given to each of our form elements. Budget, travelers, comments, name, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm going to save my PHP document. All right, so we're gathering all these all this data using these variables. All right, I'm going to hit enter and return a couple more times. Now here we're going to create a new variable. We're going to call this variable body. So we're going to say $body equals, and now we're going to use a method of quoting text or string, which is what text is referred to as when you're talking coding. They're called strings. We're going to say three of these arrows, which is that less than or greater than arrow. Okay, but if you can imagine, it's actually like an arrow. It's the arrow pointing to the left if you can't see it clearly. And then we're going to say capital EOD. All right, here's something that's very important. Beyond this EOD, you can have no spaces. You just have to go right to the content. So you can't hit space. You can't hit tab. You can't hit enter tab. You've got to be all the way pressed against the wall here. Okay? So that's something that's very important. If I were even to put one space here, the entire script wouldn't work. So that's something to bear in mind. Just make sure you don't have anything between the end of that EOD and what we're about to write. Otherwise, you'll be pulling your hair out, and you will honestly have no idea why. Well, now you will have an idea why, but if I hadn't told you that, you wouldn't have any idea. So we're going to put a break tag, and then we're going to put a horizontal line tag, which is just HR, and then we're going to put another break tag. So we've got the arrow, BR, closing arrow, open HR, close, and then another open, BR, and close. Now we're going to hit enter to go on to the next line. And now our email is going to say email, semicolon, and next to this word, we want it to display that variable, email. And then we want you to break to go to the next line. Now what's going on here is the body of our email, and we're going to specify this is going to be the body of our email in a minute. It is going to contain everything between this opening EOD tag, and we're going to put a closing one in a minute. The first thing it's going to do is create a line break and then a horizontal line and another line break, and then it is going to say email, and next to the email it's going to say whatever that variable is, which right now is this. Okay, so basically whatever the person types into this email address text field is what is going to appear right here. That's the beauty of variables. Next we're going to say name colon, and again we're going to say name. That's $name, by the way, because that's that variable. Variable in PHP. Alright, next we're going to say phone number, colon, $phone, space, break tag, and budget, colon, oops, up here, oh no, phone number, I did add the colon, budget, and we're going to say $budget, space, break tag, and next we're going to say number of travelers, colon, and we're going to say $travelers, and then another break tag. And next, comments, colon, $comments, and yet another break tag. On the next line, we're going to say newsletter, colon, and the variable newsletter. And we can even put another break tag if we like. All right, and next, on the very next line, we're going to say capital EOD, semicolon. So everything between these EOD marks will be this variable, which is going to coincidentally turn into the body of our email because we're going to set that in just a minute. All right, hit enter or return a couple times, hit tab to indent, and we're going to create a new variable called headers. And so we're going to say $headers, space equals space. Now we're going to use double quotes, not single quotes. Remember up here we were using single quotes, and here. Down here, we need to use double quotes. So we're going to say capital F from semicolon, or not semicolon, excuse me, normal colon. Now we're going to say dollar sign email. So this is going to be from whatever that variable is again, whoever that email sender is. And then we're going to say backslash R backslash N, close double quote, semicolon. Okay? This backslash R backslash N is just something you need to do between these headers variables. So we're going to say dollar sign headers because we're going to add another one of these here. And we're going to say period or space period equals space. Now again, in double quotes, we're going to say content type, and that's content with a capital C, content type, colon, space, text, forward slash, HTML, backslash R, backslash N, close double quotes, semicolon. Okay, so what's happening here is this headers variable is telling you that in the from area of our email, we want to be able to tell who this is from. So basically, whatever the email address is, that's who it's from. So that's who we're going to be sending our returns to, which is perfect because when you reply to an email, you want to reply to who sent it. So you need their email address. So that's what that's doing. And then here, this header is telling us that the type of content in this email is text and HTML. So what's going on here is if we didn't include this line of type or this line of code, when this body, when this variable gets called upon to display itself in the email, we would see all of this BR, HR, BR, BR, BR. It wouldn't format in HTML. It would just show up as plain text. So we need to add that bit of code to let our PHP script know that it must render HTML tags as HTML. All right, and last but not least, we need to set up one variable here to actually send this email. So say dollar sign, we'll just call this success, space equals space, and this is the little guy that sends the email. It's called mail, open parenthesis. And the first thing we need to do is specify what email address is this getting mailed to. Now, if you recall correctly, up here at the top, we set an email variable, which was called webmaster. So let's right-click on that and just copy it. Come down here to the mail, right-click, paste. Hit comma and space. The next thing we need to do is specify the subject line. Well, we've already done that here. We can say email subject. So right-click, hit copy. You see that the subject line is going to be crazy PHP scripting. Right-click and say paste. Now we're going to say comma space. The next thing we have to specify is what is this email going to say? What content is going to be in this email? Well, we just got over making this body variable. So right-click on body, and let's paste that in there. And now one last thing we need to do is just throw in this headers variable. Right-click, copy, go over here, paste, and put a close parenthesis and a semicolon at the end of the line there. Okay, so what we've just done is created this bit of code that is going to actually mail our email. The last thing we need to do is set up a little page that PHP is going to render, so when the person presses the send button, they know that everything's gone fine and, you know, your page doesn't just stay there or turn white or whatever. You want this to render some sort of an HTML page to let the user know that, hey, you did great, your email went through, we're going to get back to you, everything's going to be fine, etc., etc., etc. So I'm going to hit enter or return a couple times, and we are going to put another comment in here, forward slash asterisk. We're going to say results rendered as HTML, and then close that comment off, hit enter or return a couple more times. And we are going to do something that we've been doing the whole time. We're going to create another variable. So we're going to hit the dollar sign, and we're going to call this the results. And that's results with a capital R. We're going to say space equals space, three of those arrows, and EOD. Again, hit enter, EOD. Don't hit enter when the little tooltip pops up, otherwise it will switch your code. Hit enter. Make sure you're pressed back against the little gray wall, we can call it. And here is where you have to open up that HTML for PHP document. Double click on that, and if you go to the code view, okay, in the design view, you can see it's very simple. But if you go to the code view, we can just copy this HTML code into our PHP document. I'm just going to paste it right in here. All right, making sure that the HTML bit sits flushly against this wall. And down here, after the final HTML tag, I'm going to hit enter a return, and I'm going to type capital EOD, semicolon. So between this closing EOD tag and the opening EOD, we have this entire HTML page, which is this variable, the results. Now, the real cool thing about this is we are now going to display all this HTML. To display something in PHP, you just have to type the word echo, and then we are just going to say, in double quotes, dollar sign, the results, close double quotes, semicolon. So this is going to echo or show that variable, the results, which happens to be all this HTML. Now, I was just going to say, the real neat thing is you can literally build an entire page to match your website, to look like anything you want. As long as it's all HTML, then you just copy from the opening HTML tag to the closing HTML tag, paste it, whoops, over here in your PHP document, and it will render that HTML, which is really cool. So let's save this PHP document, and then we'll upload it to the web and see if it works. I'm going to save it, and I'm just going to close it here. I'm also going to upload this contactformpage.html, so I'm going to close that. Okay, so I've got my contactformprocess.php and contactform.html. Actually, before we do this, let's go to this contactformpage.html page, and we have to attach our form. We have to connect the form and the PHP document. So when somebody clicks the submit button on the form, it goes and it retrieves that PHP file from the web server. So double click it, and here up it pops. Select design view, click in any one of the cells, and use the little code hierarchy or code tree toolbar here, and find the form tag, which is right there, and select it. There we go, we selected the form. Now under action, we need to click on the little folder and browse for our PHP file, which in this case is contactformprocess.php. Double click on that, and there you go, it's filled in, and the method is going to be post. We're not going to use the get method, we're going to use the post method. All right, so save this page, file, save, and then close it. We can close this HTML for PHP as well. Now we're going to select contact form page and contactformprocess.php and select the put files button. That will put them up on my web server. And it says it found that file. We're going to say yes to overwrite it. And let's go check it out. Here's the file it came across. And I'm just going to reload this. Okay, so here we are. Let's fill out an email address. Let's just say nate@tutvid.com. My name is Nate. Phone number will just be 800-000-0000. And our budget will be 25,000 up. We have more than 10 people. And our comments are, hey, this is cool! Exclamation. And we will subscribe to the free online newsletter. And obviously the next thing to do is hit send email. And you can see that it renders this little HTML page. Thank you for your interest. Your email will be answered very soon. Great. Let's minimize that page. I'm going to open up my email. And here we go, downloading message 1 of 1. And the sender is nate@tutvid.com. The subject is crazy PHP scripting. And if we open it up and look, we can see if there's one blank line, then an HTML created line, then another blank line, and then it says email is nate@tutvid.com, the name, the phone number, the budget, the number of travelers, the comments, and the newsletter did not show up, so that is a little problem we're having. Let's close out the email client, and let's go back into the contactformpage.html and quick go over, make sure we have this right. Select this. It's called newsletter. The checked value is subscribe me, and I believe we checked it off. So let's check on the PHP page. We must have spelled something wrong, misspelled something maybe. Newsletter, new letter. See that? My code has actually gotten smaller on us. But if you can still see it, the variable for the body variable of our PHP tag, what is going to be displayed in the email, we spelled that variable wrong. I left the S out after news, so it should be newsletter. All right, I'm going to save that, close it. And I will just upload this file real quick. And if I come back here, I'm just going to hit the back key. And I am checked. I'm just going to send another email. Minimize that. Open up my email once more. Here's the second email. And this time you can see newsletter, subscribe me. Wonderful. So it works. And that is how you set up a PHP form or a PHP script that will process a web form. It looks like it's a lot of code, but it's really not that difficult to do. And let's just go over real quick before I shut this thing down what exactly we did. We set up two variables. One variable to hold what our email subject would be, that crazy PHP scripting. The second variable was our email. We referenced that variable later on down here in the mail command, right here, webmaster. And our subject we also referenced there. Okay? Then we gathered all of the data from those form input fields, and then we've referenced all of these variables here in the body of our email. So we said email, and then we want you to grab that email variable, and name, we want you to grab name, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Then we created the header that said this is from whatever that email address is, and the content is going to be text and HTML, so render these breaks and this horizontal line. And then we attached the body to our email and those headers. And that was it. Then the results rendered in HTML, we created a variable which contained that HTML info. Then we just told PHP, hey, echo this variable. So it displays that HTML. And that's it. PHP document that processes a form just like this one. Matter of fact, this exact same one. So if you need to use it for your own stuff, go ahead, change the IDs or, you know, move whatever you need to move around, set the form up to your liking. And I certainly hope you've learned something through this video. I hope you enjoyed it. And please go check out the site, www.tutvid.com. Thank you very much for watching.